Welcome to your custom deep dive. Today, our mission is to really unpack the hidden massive physical costs behind this global AI boom. So we're looking at a huge stack of research and legal filings, mostly centered on Imperial County, California.
Yeah, and it really shifts your perspective when you dig into these documents.
Right, because we always hear about AI living up in the cloud, like it's this weightless, ethereal thing. But looking at the sources today, building out AI infrastructure, I mean, it looks way less like a cloud and a lot more like a heavy, resource-hungry 19th-century industrial extraction. They're just drilling straight into vulnerable rural
Oh,
towns.
absolutely. I mean, tech companies are specifically targeting these rural areas because they need cheap resources to build all this out. The scale is staggering. In Imperial County, there's a developer called IVCM, and they've proposed a $10 billion data center.
10 billion. Wow.
Yeah, it's a 950,000 square foot facility. And just to keep those servers cool, it requires 750,000 gallons of water every single day. Plus, it would use nearly double the electricity that the entire county used in all of 2024. That's over 1.12 million megawatt
Wait,
hours.
hold on. I mean, 750,000 gallons a day in a desert. How is that even possible when the state is, constantly in a drought?
Well, the developer claims they're going to use reclaimed municipal wastewater to mitigate the impact. But local city officials explicitly deny that any binding agreement for that even exists.
Right. So if they end up pulling that much water out of the local ecosystem, aren't they basically draining the runoff that keeps the Salton Sea from completely drying up?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Evaporating that much water for server cooling directly accelerates the desiccation of the Salton Sea. And when that sea recedes, it exposes the nearby residents to toxic, pesticide-laden dust.
Which is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, it creates a severe respiratory health crisis.
But wait, California has incredibly strict environmental laws. I mean, how does a project threatening to create a massive toxic dust bowl not just immediately get tied up in court for a decade?
They use something called regulatory arbitrage. The developers basically categorize this massive mega facility as a ministerial project.
A ministerial project. What does that actually mean in practice?
It's a rote zoning technicality in land use law. If you meet the basic zoning, it's approved by right. It's treated almost like a simple bathroom renovation. So by using this loophole, they completely skirted the rigorous environmental reviews mandated by the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA.
Wow, that is an insane loophole to use for a $10 billion build.
Yeah, and the developer, Sebastian Rucci, actually told the press, quote, "Our whole goal is speed."
Which is wild because when you're building a $10 billion supercomputer, your ideal candidate to fast-track critical infrastructure probably shouldn't be a guy whose past includes getting indicted for money laundering at an Ohio nightclub.
Right, the sources definitely flag his controversial history.
Yeah, I mean, looking at his file, he also had his state certification for a drug rehab center revoked over severe health protocol violations. It just seems totally absurd.
It does, but it really highlights the aggressive nature of this industry right now. It will
Yeah.
actively seek out these rural, resource-rich areas with underfunded or maybe overwhelmed local governments, precisely to bypass public scrutiny.
And I think that's why you, the listener, need to care, even if you don't live anywhere near Imperial County. Because if you aren't careful, you'll be the one footing the bill next.
Exactly. It's what energy experts call the stranded asset trap. These mega data centers require highly customized, incredibly expensive power grid upgrades.
So the public just pays for it.
Yeah, the trap is that the public ends up subsidizing the upgrade. And if the tech moves on or the company goes bust, the community is left holding the bag, basically paying off massive debt for power lines they don't even need.
Like what happened in Virginia, right?
Yes, in Virginia's data center alley, AI power demands triggered a catastrophic 833% spike in regional grid capacity prices. It's literally local ratepayers subsidizing tech billionaires.
Which is terrifying, but the state is trying to fight back, right? Like California State Senator Steve Padilla introduced SB 886 to enforce specialized tariffs so tech pays for its own upgrades.
Yeah, and he also introduced SB 887 to permanently close that ministerial CEQA loophole. But, legislation takes a lot of time, and these massive data centers are trying to break ground right now.
So what are the locals doing in the meantime? Because I saw in the sources there's a grassroots group, NMBY Imperial, and they're protesting in Guy Fawkes masks.
Right, they are stepping up where the opaque county boards have left a void. They're refusing to let their home become a sacrifice zone for Silicon Valley.
It's such a fascinating collision,
It really is. In fact, Rucci recently sued the city, and the city responded defensively by strictly enforcing open meeting laws, specifically the state's Brown Act, just to stall the litigation.
Wow, so they're using bureaucracy as a weapon. AI's rapid expansion completely relies on exploiting this vulnerable physical infrastructure, but the resistance isn't coming from rival tech giants.
No, it's entirely from the ground up.
Exactly. So I want to leave you with this thought to mull over. If small town councils can successfully stall a $10 billion corporate giant just by strictly enforcing boring 20th century open meeting laws, could mundane municipal red tape actually become our ultimate defense against unregulated global AI expansion?